students are going to have to use transport to come from all the surrounding areas into Sligo to go to college. That's putting more pressure on the N17, which there is absolutely no work or funding actually in place yet for, and I don't know when that's going to happen. And the reality to it is, if the train had to be in place, it left the likes of those students between Galway and Sligo that could have commuted daily in and out of the college and take all that traffic and that fumes and what the danger they damages to the environment off the roads. The other aspect that I would say in relation to it, Catherine, people travelling to Galway for cancer services, it actually gave them an alternative way to travel. It is not easy going down to Galway for people having to use a bus. A lot of people have to use their own car because of the comfort of travelling, which a train can offer and a bus cannot. And once they get as far as Galway, then they have the added headache of getting the car parked at Galway, the extra expense that it's going to have your car parked at, in the University Hospital Galway while you're receiving treatment and coming back. Whereas if the train was in place, you got the train down as far as Galway, you got out as far as the hospital, was seen to, and left in the hospital again, it'd be by taxi or bus back to the train and back to Sligo. And I think myself, it's short-sighted of this government, and especially with the leader of the Green Party holding the position that he's holding, and to overlook this whole aspect of the train of reinstating it back between Sligo or between Clooney and Galway.
Are we heading for a perfect storm then in the coming weeks? And what, if anything, can be done as a short-term measure to alleviate the situation?
I don't know. I think the government has burned the candle at both ends in relation to this, because the reality to it is going to actually cause an implosion, not an explosion, because in relation to accommodation. Because the accommodation isn't there for the students. And it's all right turning around saying about the students that the accommodation isn't there and those that's able to drive. But what about those that cannot drive? They're going to be caught in an awful quandary. Now, I know that the government has put an incentive into place to ask people to rent out a spare room, the students or whatever. You know, it's not an easy thing for any family to share their house with a stranger. It's all right that they're going to put an initiative into place. But I personally cannot see that idea working.